What would you do if a close friend told you they weren't doing well or grappling with a mental health condition having a severe impact on their life? Would you feel confident enough to support them? Today is Are You Okay Day, promoting mental health and suicide prevention through meaningful conversations about well-being. In recent years, a push to make Are You Okay Day to be a full week has emerged, but advocates are finding it hard to cope with the state of mental health in our country. The Community Radio Network's reporter Noah Seckham investigated more.
I started the Rainbow Shoelace Project when I was just 12 years old. I've always known that I was a little different, and I was lucky enough to grow up in a really supportive and inclusive household. I had put rainbow beads on my shoelaces in about year six just because it was a small way of showing the world who I was, and they made me really happy. I went to high school. When I got there, I heard so much generalized homophobia and it terrified me. I went home that day and decided I couldn't have these beads on my shoelaces because it would make me a target for homophobia. I thought about it for longer. I decided that I shouldn't have to take off my rainbow beads for the comfort of other people who are closed-minded. I thought about all of the other people around Australia and the world who are feeling alone and isolated, especially queer people. So I wanted to make sure that as many people around Australia and the world were wearing rainbow beads. Our message is that you normally see rainbows when you're looking up in the sky, and when you're experiencing homophobia and bullying, you tend to look down and hide yourself from the world. And by looking down and seeing either your own shoes with rainbow beads on them or someone else's, it reminds you to look up and be exactly who you are.
And now to Greg Fay, a former executive officer to the AFP commissioner 10 years ago.
Some of these things can bubble along for 10 years. And, you know, I had a quite successful career in the Australian Federal Police. And the strange thing was, it was an 18-year career, but the last 10 years of that, the most successful part of my career, were actually the worst parts of my personal life. I was breaking down. I was suffering with a major depressive disorder, and that led to a gambling addiction that cost me $2 million and cost me my career, my reputation, and had me very seriously considering the value of my own life. And that's probably why I'm so committed to these underlying silent stresses that bubble around. I didn't even realize myself for probably 7 to 8 years that this was an issue, and you know, I felt hard, and hopefully people can start to recognise these conditions beforehand.
What's a helpful way to start the conversation when you're worried about someone?
I think the best way to approach it is with a level of curiosity and also with some self-compassion. I think a lot of people fear asking somebody if they're okay because they don't know what to do about it if the person says, no, I'm not okay. And I think it's important for people to realise that you just have to be human. You don't have to be a doctor or a psychologist or a psychiatrist. You just have to be human. You have to be caring, and you have to be curious and not try and solve people's problems. Some of the steps that you could take.
Leading these interviews is Warren Andrew, the host of the Drive program on Joy FM, broadcast out of Melbourne. It's Australia's only LGBTQIA+ radio station. I spoke with Warren about the concerns of his audience and why he prioritises stories on mental health.
You know, when it comes to day-to-day mental distress, if nearly half of us are reporting high or very high levels of psychological distress compared to, I think, non-LGBTIQ+ people, it's around about 15%. Because it's so high, I'm determined to ensure that our community's voice is heard. And for those who don't necessarily seek mental health support, there is someone or a community body speaking up for them. It's important that we have a voice within the community, and Joy provides that voice to the community. And also, not just a voice, it's all about belonging to somewhere and feeling that you can tune in or you can listen to something and feel that you belong and that you're represented and you're not just hearing information about other parts of the community. So you're not feeling so isolated. That sense of belonging then enables those people to feel comfortable to go and seek mental health support.
Do you feel that it's moving in a positive direction and that there is hope moving forward?
It's easy to say, yes, things are improving in terms of mental health support. You've got to remember the LGBTIQA+ community is different, which is great because difference is really important and we should be celebrating it. But it's not just about who we are, but it's about what we face. I mean, there is stigma, there's discrimination, there is exclusion as well. I think that those things are continuing out there within the community and in some cases are getting worse. So they could negate any improvements that we're having in access to mental health support.
Is there a sense that governments are listening to these people when you're speaking to them?
I think it's very difficult for people to get access to the government. And I think one of the problems is you've got strong lobby groups out there, which probably, you know, you're more aware of, that are also counteracting these views. When things happen, like the census blows up because our community's not been covered in the census, the government listens because they don't want to look bad. But when things are okay, it's harder to get in to the government and to be listened to. I always speak to the people that I interview afterwards and say, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And I find there's always a sense of gratitude and relief, A, that they've done the interview on radio, but also that someone's taken the time to listen to them. I don't know if a lot of the media talk to people within our community. And I particularly find that within the trans community at the moment, who are facing a lot of criticism, particularly coming out of the US, I find they're very grateful to have their voices heard. And to have an ally, and the importance of allyship comes across a lot.
Community radio presenter at Joy FM, Warren Andrew, ending that report by CRN's Noah Seckham. And to hear the full scope of mental health, you can listen to From Pillar to Post, wherever you get your podcasts.